Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning. We are happy that you're with us this morning, 22nd day of July, and heating up out there, baby. I saw some people out exercising this morning at 4 in the morning, which I guess is probably not a bad idea because my truck only registered that it was in the high 70s this morning at 4 a.m. when I was driving in.
If you're going to do it early.
If you were going to do it, the best time to do it has probably passed you by already as I look outside, and it's almost 80 right now. So it's going to heat up. Hopefully you're ready for that. We're ready for it here. So it's kind of cold in the studio. I hate to point that out to people that are working outside today. My apologies, and God bless you. I mean, honestly, if you're working out in this stuff, my heart bleeds for you. That's tough. That's very true. Coming up, we're going to get to Todd Pyro. He's the host of Fox and Friends First. Can't not wait to get Todd's take on the whole Hunter Biden interview yesterday. That's something I've got to pick his brain over. And maybe he knows something about this news conference that's coming up here this morning at around 7:30 our time. The head of the Fed, Jerome Powell, has a news conference. Nobody knows what he's going to say. There's a lot of speculation out there, but I can't find anything online where anybody's got it nailed down. It's not a normal Fed update. It's not something where they normally announce if they're going to raise or lower interest rates that I can tell. So I guess we'll have to wait and find out 20 minutes from now. Of course, the rampant speculation, but I don't think there's any indication he's going to resign. So if that happens, we'll have some breaking news here in the next half hour or so. We'll also get to our friend Mark Walters. And next hour, we're going to get to the Missouri Secretary of State. Denny Hoskins will be joining us to talk a little bit more about what's going on in his world and maybe the wording and how they're going to figure out the wording on this Amendment 3 fix that's going on the ballot next year. And that's something that everybody is concerned about. And maybe he has a little more flexibility this time than he had before. And we'll find out about that for you very soon. First, though, before we get to all of that, we need to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You can go to a your neighborhood convenience store and just get. Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mayonnaise jar of cocaine and baking soda.
You hear that, Mark? Let's go make it. Come on.
I've always wondered, and now I apparently, thanks to Hunter Biden, I can go to my local convenience store and make crack. Thank you, Hunter, giving back to the world.
And these Republicans are trying to disenfranchise millions of voters in Texas as part of a scheme to rig the midterm election.
Oh, my gosh. Hakeem Jeffries does not want any gerrymandering unless it's in places like Illinois and New York and California where they've done it to give Democrats huge majorities there. But don't you dare think about doing it in Texas.
There's absolutely zero reason that someone who is scum of the earth like this should be running loose on the streets of New York City. He was arrested four different times in New York City, and because of the mayor's policies and sanctuary city policies, was released back to do harm.
Yeah, Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem asking sanctuary mayors everywhere to end those ridiculous policies that are costing lives and injuring untold numbers of people.
Now, one of the biggest changes, the system is going fully automated. Right now, someone with the Office of Emergency Management triggers the siren when the National Weather Service issues a warning. In 6 weeks, no human interaction will be necessary.
How about that? Big changes announced for the siren warning system in St. Louis County, specifically, and really probably long overdue. I'm not quite sure why it's taken so long to adjust a policy like this.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It seems like something had fallen through the cracks.
Well,
to get to this point.
It's going to be automated, right? So if the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning, the sirens would automatically activate, apparently, but it's going to be targeted. So if I was watching the story on Channel 4, did this particular version of it, but they showed a map of St. Louis County, and they zoned it into three zones, basically south, a midsection stretching from West County all the way down in closer to the city, and then a north section. And so, in other words, if you live in West County and the tornado is in North County, your sirens will not go off, maybe alarming you unnecessarily.
Well, and I think the other issue is people were becoming desensitized to it, because if you hear of it going off enough, you start to think, this isn't a big deal. I'll just stay put and, you know, it's not really going to hit in my area.
I wonder how this impacts what the city's doing. I think that's got to be the question that the news media would, I mean, my news brain defaults to that. Mm-hmm. My question is, why wouldn't it be automated in the city? Why would it still require a manual touch? Now, that's a backup on this system. So if there's a problem for some reason, there's somebody probably at central dispatch or emergency services who can hit the button. But right now, that's what it is in the city.
Well, did you say what the cost was for this automated system? Because would that not be a factor, is they would just say, well, we don't have it in the budget. We don't have the ability with our current system to be able to upgrade to that.
Yeah, I don't know. But play that whole bite there, if you don't mind. Cut 12.
Now, one of the biggest changes, the system is going fully automated. Right now, someone with the Office of Emergency Management triggers the siren when the National Weather Service issues a warning. In 6 weeks, no human interaction will be necessary. Another big change, warnings will not be going out countywide. Instead, it'll be split into these three zones. You see them on your screen. When a tornado warning falls into one of these zones, the siren will automatically activate. If more than one zone is in the danger area, sirens will sound in both. It's that simple. Those will help ensure that people in unaffected areas don't get unnecessary warning sirens.
Reducing siren fatigue is a huge thing that we want to eliminate. By doing so, we still encourage our citizens to seek preparedness. We encourage them to look at when they hear a siren, are they in a damage path? Are they in a potential storm path? If they're not, then they know they can go about their day.
Yeah, that's interesting. So here's my question. If it's triggered automatically, I have questions. It's triggered automatically and they issue a tornado warning for St. Louis County. How does it know that the path of that storm is south?
Not going into the city.
And not going to the midsection or the north.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like you need some manual manipulation there somewhere.
Well, I mean, technology is great when it works, but we've all seen when it fails. So I would think that they'd still have to designate a human to be there as the backup to make sure
that it goes off and to track the path of it. They do have that, to the best of my knowledge. But I guess the next question is, will they do something like that in the city so they don't have to worry about people being at woke seminars when tornado sirens are supposed to be going off? Might give them a little more freedom on what kind of seminars they book moving forward, I would think. That was tongue-in-cheek, by the way. By the way, let's get ready for Todd Pyro. I'm going to get him in here in a couple of minutes. I can't wait. I've got it all queued up to play this Hunter Biden.
On how to make crack?
This Hunter Biden interview. Now, I don't want to tell people how to make crack, but all you have to do is go to a convenience store. Oh, boy.
Two tablespoons of this. You mix that first. One tablespoon of that. Don't put them together at the same time. You won't get the product you need.
Man, the people in the Biden camp have got to just be, they've got their head in their hands this morning going, why did this kid go out and do an interview? It's just a disaster is what it is. And he went out to try to defend what the Democrats did to his dad. And then it devolved into this whole other thing, dropping F-bombs and talking about crack cocaine. It's unbelievable. We'll get to more of it for you coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can go to your neighborhood convenience store and just get... Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mayonnaise jar of cocaine and baking soda.
Well, hopefully our good friend Mr. Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First was writing down that recipe for crack cocaine that Hunter just kindly shared with us.
One tablespoon of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of crack, and a whole lot of love.
I mean, who doesn't already have that in their pantry? You know, it's one of those staples.
You know, in the index cards that get passed down from generation to generation with the recipes?
Yes.
I found one from my late Sicilian grandmother right after the pasta gravy, as we call it on the East Coast. It was pasta gravy, her Christmas cookies, and crack.
Papa Hunter's crack cocaine recipe.
Mmm.
What an interview yesterday, huh? Dropping the F-bombs everywhere, talking about crack advice. Here was another one that I loved. Listen to this.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. People think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. When you make crack, what you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it combines with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable.
It sounds healthy, doesn't it? I mean, the way he describes it.
I mean, I think I figured out what his new business plan is following the whole art thing. He should create a line of organic farm-to-table crack.
No artificial dyes added.
Free range, farm to table, no dyes added, organic, non-GMO crack.
It would sell like hotcakes.
You're joking about what he's going to do for a living now, but I saw Hugh Hewitt suggested that he did this because he's about to kick off either a podcast, hopefully not on crack, but
I disagree. Hopefully on crack.
Or he's going to go on the speaking tour. He's going to start demanding money to go give speeches
right? Who said that they thought he might run for political office?
That was Miranda Devine. I read that. So I saw that this morning. Devine said he could be setting up a run in 2028.
No.
I'm like, really? That would be wild. But to your point on the speaking circuit, I just want to present a juxtaposition for your audience. Are you ready?
Please.
You know, I've been trying to get somebody in St. Louis to bring me out there.
Yes.
I will do it for much less than Hunter Biden will charge you, and I won't do it on crack. So that's my sell. Somebody out there, somebody listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, you have to have deep pockets. You have to have a corporation out there where you want Todd Pyro to come to speak to your people. Bring me out there. Again, to remind everybody, I cost way less than Hunter and no crack.
And no science class lesson at the same time.
You think Jill and Joe are just shaking their head? It's like the whole, the campaign, let her speak. Like the more they say, the stupider they sound.
I think Jill might be. I think Joe Biden doesn't know what's happening.
I think you're right. The him dropping the F-bombs like repeatedly, clearly, did he not think this was going to end up on every newscast and cable outlet in America?
I think the answer is no. And I think this underscores the bubble that this family lives in.
Yes.
I truly believe that they have been insulated from the real world for decades now, and they don't have a concept of what is happening around them. And they view everybody that even thinks about questioning their bubble as the enemy, and they cannot comprehend that there is a whole society out there, one, that hates them, two, that thinks they did an absolutely abominable job during their time in the White House, but three, doesn't buy their shenanigans. And he probably thinks that nobody's going to attack them on this, and it's not going to leave their comforting little bubble.
Your friend Gutfeld had an interesting take on this. He's got a grudging respect for Hunter Biden.
He's the most direct, honest person the party has. He's very likable. And you have to understand, you can say, oh, but he's a drug addict. You have to understand about drug addicts and alcoholics. That guy managed to make millions and millions of dollars while high.
He's right. He's right. He was a functional crack addict.
And that's why I corrected you. You said maybe he'll go on the speaker circuit. Maybe he won't be on crack. No, I think he will be because he can do both.
Yeah.
Multitask.
He can multitask.
I just want to see, I mean, just speaking about the Biden family, I just want to see what will happen with some of these aides. Because who were we talking to, Mark, who said that they had heard that one of the Biden former staffers was willing to testify, but they wanted to be subpoenaed, basically for it to look like, darn, you forced me in here and made me talk.
Yeah.
I don't
somebody,
know. Do you know
somebody will break. I can't remember.
Everyone's pleading the fifth.
Who told us that?
I don't remember, but someone said they heard a staffer was willing to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, and hear me out, I always follow money. I wonder if some Republican think tank would give one of these guys a job. And then all of a sudden, magically, that person is willing to testify.
I wonder. Maybe. Speaking of speculation, what have you guys been? I understand that in a few minutes from now, at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern, Jerome Powell is scheduled to give a speech. Do you guys have any idea what he's talking about?
I do not.
Oh.
I'm just being honest. I do not know. Could it be a... I know what you're implying. You think there could be a resignation, don't you?
That was my thought.
But he said repeatedly that he would never
do
that.
Yeah, but I know.
Okay, so I'm not saying I am convinced he'll resign, but think about how many times Joe Biden said, "I'm not dropping out of the race. I'm fine. I'm fine." And then all of a sudden, boom, he drops out of the race.
Oh yeah, I'm not being serious with what I just said. I was just kind of, you know, playing devil's advocate here.
I don't because it's not a normally scheduled we're going to raise interest rates or we're going to cut interest rates kind of meeting or speech. It just seems to be out of the blue. So that's unusual. I guess we'll cover it in the next 5 or 6 minutes here and see what happens.
We just got an alert. He is now hiring Chip and Joanna Gaines to redo the Fed.
Are they putting up shiplap for the Fed? The Fed's office making sure that's included?
Breaking news just came across the wire. Fixer Upper with Jerome Powell.
Are they bringing in the Brokeback Mountain guys?
Interesting. By the way,
that they're sponsoring on their cowboy show right now. Yeah,
I know you need to go. I turn on that stuff on my Friday nights when I'm allowed to sleep in my marital bed, which I'm not allowed to do when I have to wake up the other five nights.
There you go.
And so I turn it on 3 minutes in to those any HGTV show. I am out like a light.
Wow. It's a good
HGTV.
Sleep aid, you're saying, huh?
That's a sleep aid, baby.
There you go. Todd, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Please, somebody in a corporate role out there, fly Todd in and let him speak for your company.
He promises
he
to not
to
be on
that.
Crack.
Yes.
What a deal.
Please do that. Please consider that. I can put you in touch if you're interested, for sure. All right. Coming up, we are going to get to 2A Tuesday. We got our friend Mark Walters joining us, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But we're also going to be keeping an eye on Washington, D.C., and to find out what in the world the Fed chairman is holding a news conference for that's supposed to start in about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll be monitoring it here live, and if there's anything significant, we will bring it to you on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be back right after this.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15.
Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, joined again by my friend Mark Walters, of course, a host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and recently named one of Talker Magazine's top 100 most important radio hosts. How about that, dude? Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you for that. What a humbling experience.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're going to be the MC coming up for the Gun Rights Policy Conference as well, right, out in Utah. Is that right?
Yeah, and I would like to invite all of our listeners right now to come out. It's a free event. We do this every year, and I'm a longtime member of the Board of Directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms with Mr. Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation. And it's free to attend. This year it's in beautiful Salt Lake City, very gun-friendly place. It's being held at the Marriott downtown. So if you can make it, it's free. Now, you got to get yourself out there. We've got great room rates. But everything else for the event is free. The dinners, the happy hours, everything is free. And you're going to get to see a list of speakers that is just absolutely world class.
Including Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, I will point out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, that's right. A.G. Bailey will be there. He's been on my show. He's wonderful. I mean, these guys are the real deal. And what it is you're going to see the actual gun rights movement prepare for the next year live in front of your face at the GRPC. So come out and meet me. Come out and meet Alan Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins and all the great gun rights movement guys out there. They're all there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, September
26th through the 28th.
Yep, Salt Lake City. I've never visited Salt Lake City, but I've flown into the airport and back out on my way to Montana, and it is breathtaking. It's breathtakingly beautiful.
I happen to know a guy. I might be able to get you a speaking slot, Mark, you know?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll have to talk to you about that. He knows people in high places, a.k.a. himself. Well, I'm just curious what some of the topics are, because, like you said, you're trying to talk about moving forward. Where does this movement go? Because, gun rights are constantly under attack, and that's never going to change.
Yeah, and Kim, you're right. And what happens is a lot of what we talk about has been reactionary over the last few years, right? We've been on defense for the longest time. And now we're on offense. And I'm going to be very honest with you. It takes practice to learn how to play offense. All right? And we haven't been real good at that lately because we've been forced to play defense. But let me just give you a rundown of some of the speakers. Masad Ayoub will be speaking. He is the godfather of self-defense, the author of In the Gravest Extreme, the Bible of self-defense. The book was written in 1980, and it still matters today. Jared Yanis, host of Guns and Gadgets YouTube channel, 765,000 followers. Austin Knudsen, Montana Attorney General. Kenyon Gleason from National Association of Sporting Goods. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart. Andrew Bailey, as you just said. Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. They're all going to be here, and Alan Gottlieb and many, many, many others. So come listen to what we're going to do as we shift from defense to offense. This is the first one we've done in that mode for years. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love the fact that you're doing that. That's great. I was looking at your Armed American News website, armedamericannews.org, and I see this article, and it drew my attention because it's got a picture of somebody in scrubs holding a handgun. But the title is "Doctors Are Increasing Their Fight Against the Second Amendment." I mean, the Journal of the American Medical Association has long been on the forefront of having doctors ask intrusive questions about your household, haven't they?
Yeah, they have for many, many, many years. Yeah, I take that personally because my father, I grew up in a medical household. My father was a pharmacist and worked for Eli Lilly Drug Company. His dad was a pharmacist, worked for Eli Lilly Drug Company. My sister's a pharmacist. was the director of pharmacology at Kenneth Stone Wellstar. JAMA is the magazine that sat on my coffee table growing up my entire life, so I'm familiar with it. And to see it shift so far left over the years and actually pivot to a point where guns, they're trying to make guns a health issue. You know, this goes all the way back to why we hated Obamacare. We knew what their agenda was, to make guns a health issue, and then all of a sudden make it high insurance rates for you if you're a gun owner. Maybe doctors wouldn't see you. Or, you know, the whole thing's a mess. But this is all part of the bigger grand plan, and we've watched it develop for years. So it's really sad to see that, and that's one of the things that we do, is we go after these issues and we debunk their lies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad to see somebody calling them out on it, for sure. How about the article on, we talked about AI earlier this week, and we've talked about it in the in terms of what kind of what's the word I'm looking for? What kind of guidelines and structures they need to put in place to control this thing? Is there a fear they're going to use AI to target gun owners?
Well, you know, they came after me, and I lost my lawsuit against OpenAI. I filed the first lawsuit of its kind ever in the history of the world when ChatGPT accused me of embezzling $5 million from the Second Amendment Foundation by creating an entirely fake lawsuit document. And somehow they got away with that, and that's okay.
Wow.
You know, so you can thank me for that, ladies and gentlemen. I lost the lawsuit after a two-year battle against ChatGPT. Here's the bottom line. What it said about me was wrong. And they got away with it. And because they got away with it, they can get away with it with you now. So you can thank my lawsuit for that. But what it does is it opens our eyes to what this technology, which is obviously the most powerful technology the Earth to this date anyway, I think has ever seen. And what it does is it opens our eyes to just how powerful it is and what it can do to people. Because in the wrong hands, it can destroy lives. I don't know, and we'll never know. It was a pro-gun journalist that asked it a question. It went after a pro-gun organization, the SAF, and then it accused me, a talk radio host in the Second Amendment realm. Was the algorithm? We have no idea. There's no way to prove that. But it sure does smell funny, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Hey, if you're looking for speakers for your event in Salt Lake City, maybe you could invite this former gun owner.
You can go to your neighborhood convenience store and just get. Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mayonnaise jar, cocaine, and baking soda.
Yeah, he could shed some light for you out there, Mark. You know, Hunter Biden.
I was listening to Todd Pyro, and I got to say, wouldn't it be great to see Todd Pyro and Hunter Biden share a crack pipe and then do an interview?
Yeah. I just can't believe Hunter thought that was appropriate to say on the podcast. I've actually been researching to see who this guy is who even interviewed him. I've never seen the guy in
never
my life.
Never heard of him before?
No.
Yeah, nor have I. And I, like millions of Americans, I can't stop watching that Hunter interview. And don't think for 2 seconds that's not being done without the permission of Joe, at the very least, Joe Biden, you know, out there on the attack. We live in crazy times, man. Can you believe that we're actually seeing this stuff? But look, when you got to resort to dropping F-bombs every other word, you really don't have a position.
Mm-mm.
And if Hunter Biden is stupid enough to believe, or the Democrats are dumb enough to believe that Hunter Biden could somehow be the future of the party. But then again, they're holding up AOC and Bernie Sanders as leaders. So who knows what this crazy party's going to do.
Don't forget about Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Zoran Mondani.
Hunter Biden bombs on that one. I got to be careful.
Mark Walters, great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the fight, you guys. Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon. Mark Walters here, host of Armed American Radio, armedamericanradio.org. You can listen to his daily defense broadcast daily, and he does a great job with that, for
Mark,
sure.
Mark, if you had a clip of the day, that would definitely be
that
it.
That is definitely my clip of the
day. That might be the clip of the week. It'd be hard to top that one.
I'm going to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but here's how you make crack cocaine.
Go to your local convenience store and...
Oh, my. What's coming up in Kim on a Whim?
Well, when you think about masculinity and who best represents that, like if you have a group of young boys and they're trying to figure out, you know, who's a role model I can look up to who epitomizes masculinity, who would you think of?
Dylan Mulvaney.
I would, too. I would agree with that. Well, there's someone very similar to Dylan Mulvaney that one school is now propping up as this is who you should look to as a role model for masculinity.
Kim on a Whim.
Mark, when will these schools learn their lesson about the junk that they're teaching to these kids?
Clearly never, right?
I guess not.
Is it a primary school?
This is a primary school. Oh, so let me preface it with, this is a school in London, so thank goodness it's not here in the United States. However, let's not put it past a lot of the schools here in the United States to do this. This is probably coming down the pipeline. But this primary school in London launched a program that really wants to give boys a man to aspire to be like, a role model they can look up to. And the first man who was selected as part of this project, Elliot Page. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it's because Ellen Page starred in many movies, including Juno is the first one that comes to mind. So that's the first person you could think of to give as a man who you could give these boys to look up to.
They had to list some reasoning for that. Is it like Barack Obama saying that every boy needs to grow up knowing a gay man to be well-rounded? Isn't that what he said the other day?
I saw that.
Yeah. Is that the thought?
Well,
here?
It says apparently some schools, this is the not the bee.com, it says apparently some schools in the UK are having a toxic masculinity problem referred to as an Andrew Tate problem, and they want to squash it. So they're highlighting men who aren't toxic. All that toxic masculinity, Mark, it's a big problem.
Who's Andrew Tate?
What? Are you serious?
Why does that
really
name
don't
sound
know
familiar?
Who Andrew Tate, I don't even know like how he got his start, but he is very controversial and has said things that are... Do you know who I'm talking about, Ethan? Like, he says some pretty wild things. And
he's
people
like an
have,
influencer.
People have kind of discredited... Some people have kind of discredited him because of... Even some conservatives because of some of the... junk that he says.
Oh, he's done some very questionable
very,
things.
Very weird. Like, not even just said some questionable things, but done some questionable things with women and other stuff.
I know Terry Tate, office linebacker.
not that person,
and hopefully not related, because Andrew Tate is now,
that's
not
some,
really considered
that's
a good
some
guy.
Masculinity right there. I'm just saying. I don't know Larry
Tate.
Tate
you
but
know?
Yeah, Terry Tate.
I hope so, well, because Andrew Tate would probably not be the best example to lift up to these men.
Okay, so it's they're trying to fight to the me. Image, so they're going the opposite direction in finding effeminate men, like women, men who used to be women, to fight toxic masculinity.
Yeah, so this is a real quote from the head teacher at, I guess it's called like Stratham or something, Wells School in London. It says, "So moving forward, we're going to continue to work on representation in our curriculum. This is not just representation of the amazing strong women who have shaped global history, but also representation of positive masculinity. We need to show that to be a man is to not simply be one thing. To do that, we highlight well-known figures such as Harry Styles and Elliot Page. They show that masculinity can mean softness and strength and everything in between."
Okay. I don't know what to say.
What does it even mean? I mean, really, if you went and did a poll of people who, I don't know what age group, I mean, I guess maybe Gen Zers, or who's below Gen Z? Is it Alpha? I've lost track. If you went out and you did a poll.
They just started
and you,
a new
and,
one,
and
didn't
you, they? Yeah, because the baby that we're about to have is technically a new generation.
I think it's A.
I think.
What?
Actually, I think that I have no
again?
Idea, and I'm just pretending that I really know what I'm talking about. Right. But if you did a poll of those, that age group, how many people would have no clue, like, what is a man? What is a woman? How do you define masculinity? I think you'd hear those key words that we hear so often now from the media, like toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? And it's shaming men and telling them that it's bad to be strong, and it's bad to, if you don't show a lot of emotion, you're not crying all the time, that's bad because you don't have a heart. Well, there's a reason God created men the way that they are, and there's a reason that God created women the way that we are.
Right.
We balance each other out.
You know, I agree with that. I'm just shocked. And you know this is happening at private schools in the U.S. too, I'm sure, private colleges. And some public colleges where they're teaching courses like this.
Well, definitely the public colleges, but I think people are under this false sense of security when they send their kid to a private school thinking... Oh, this would never be introduced in this school because it's private. It's just not, they're not safe anymore. And so that's why I think so many parents, we talk about school vouchers all the time. That's why so many parents are pulling their kid out of even the public schools and the private schools and saying, I feel like the only option so they're not indoctrinated is to homeschool my child. I have friends like that, and I mean, I've thought about it. I don't know if I'm going that route. I think the plan would be, you know, financially, if we can make it work, we'd love to send our son and future baby to a private school, but that's expensive.
Right. Sure, you know? It is. Yeah.
And again, you're still not safe when you do that. But maybe you're not safer.
You're not safe, but you have more of a say. You have more leverage in the curriculum.
Agreed, because your money is
correct.
I mean, your tax dollars.
Many of those, but not all, because it's my understanding that some of the most expensive private schools in St. Louis went very woke during the whole COVID thing. Let the kids come to school and didn't make the teachers show up, but they did their Zoom calls in the classroom with the teachers remote and the kids in the classroom.
And that makes absolutely no sense.
No sense whatsoever. But if you questioned it, they would threaten to kick you out of the school, I understand.
It's funny because we had all these studies talking about how the kids were not safe and they needed to get all these shots and wear the masks and all these things. But it was safe for them to be in the classroom with all of their classmates, but not the teacher. What was the rationale for why the teacher would not have come?
Who knows?
How do you control a classroom like that?
Kids
sit down and you're at your house in your living room.
You weren't controlling anything. Nothing was under control. That's crazy. It's just crazy, but it clearly reflected the will of the teachers and not the will of the parents is the point here. And that's clearly out of control in that school, too. Crazy. All right, coming up, Missouri's Secretary of State Denny Hoskins is going to join me. We're going to talk more about what, if any, control he's going to have over the wording of Amendment 3 when it's back on the ballot next year. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you.
Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.